the best times of the week. What a great time of the week, ladies and gentlemen. This is Impacting Life 24/7 time. And welcome to the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. What an absolute... what an absolute blessing it is to end the work week. A lot of people say the work week doesn't end till tomorrow. At Impacting Life 24/7, we work on, our work week ends on Thursday. And so we are very, very blessed. We've got just a bit of a different format for tonight. And if you'd like to come on and just hang out with us for a few moments, we won't be keeping you long tonight because it's the weekend. You guys got plans for spring break? I know spring break is just around the corner for many school districts. And it's a trip because we've got two different school districts in my home. My wife works in another county from the county that my two boys go to school in. And she's on spring break one week and they're on spring break the other week. So can't none of us do nothing. I guess I'll be on spring break because I'm this is where I reside. And so for all of you that are seeing some promise and some hope and some newness of life with this new season that we're in, I also believe, you know, relative to spring. Spring brings about new life. It brings about new hope. It brings about new promise. People, I mean, for some strange reason, that the seasons cause you to act a certain way. You guys notice that? I mean, like when it's springtime, people are already out there. People have cut their grass in my neighborhood like two or three times already. I've been holding out because here's the deal. When I cut the grass, after you cut it the first time, it's on. It's on till October, November time frame around here. And I'm just like, man, I want to try to drag this out just as long as I can. But I see a riding lawnmower in my future, folks. There's no way that I can push mow this gargantuan ranch one more year. Even though it's good, it's healthy. By the time I finish, I realize that I have to break the yard up, the backyard in particular. I have to break it up into like two or three different days. And by the time I get done with the last portion, the other grass has already started growing back. So I'd surely like to be able to get it done all at one time. So what's up there, Mr. Black? And yes, this is the weekend, and we've got some really amazing things planned and for not just our show, but just in general. And, you know, Greg, I'm going to be having him on actually live. He's the guy that you guys don't get to see much of because he's just not that guy. He doesn't have to be in the video and on out front to make stuff happen. This man makes grown man moves all the time. But we're going to be talking about this an initiative that Greg has undertook. And those of you that are friends with Greg Smith, our vice president and executive producer, he's got a very, very powerful mission that he's undertaking to try to help a young lady get a transplant. And I want to have him on the show to talk more about that because it really is a powerful story. And I have an affinity for the story of transplants because he had arranged us having a guest on last year where this gentleman had a stroke and kidney failure and was on dialysis. And this dear lady, you know, who just knew that this guy was dropping his son off at Cub Scouts. She didn't really know him. She just saw the dad. And when she got word that he was on dialysis, she, being a middle-aged white woman, this guy's a young 30-year-old African-American, she said, I'm going to go get tested to see if we're a match. And, you know, they were a match. And sometimes, you know, you be careful what you say you'll do because you might have to pony up. And she sure did. She gave her kidney to that young man, and they are inextricably tethered for the rest of their life. She is a part of their family, a family friend, a sister, And it's just such a beautiful story. So I would love to be able to see that type of outcome for the young lady. What's the young lady's name, Greg? If you could just type her name in there, or if you're allowed. I think you've posted it on Facebook. So what? Just help me remember what her name is. And we're going to bring Greg on to tell us how we can be a part of this movement and this process that he's undertaken to help this young lady raise funds as well as get on a kidney donor and get a transplant. So Greg just put the link in there in the chat box, but for it's Jazlyn's Fight. And so that's her name. And Greg, if you would, Jazlyn McRaven, she is a young lady that desperately needs a kidney transplant, and the prognosis is not good if she doesn't get one. And I know Greg has worked with her mother and just has sprung into action. That's the kind of people that we have. Hello, Paula. And Paula is also one of our sponsors. She's a silver sponsor of the Impacting Life 24/7 show. And we appreciate, that's really what I came on tonight to say, is that we kind of had a clearing in the schedule tonight. So I said, you know what, let me just do this, because our schedule with the doctor, Dr. Muldrev, well, how do you say his name? Oh, I forgot how to say his name. Dr. Skip. Y'all remember Colonel Skip that we had on for 2 days? We were talking about depression. Such a great show. And the second show was so deep and so intense, we didn't even get to thank our sponsors. And so I said that I was going to do it, and we're just going to commit this time to it. And so it's people like Paula. You know, she said she saw the need. And Paula's been a friend of Greg and ours for years, longer with Greg because of the young Marines. And she just has been so kind and supportive to every movement that we have had. And Paula knew us when we really weren't anybody. We're not much of anything now, but she's always been so gracious and kind. So we really appreciate you. I just wanted to give thanks to our sponsors, because our sponsors have said, you know what, King, we see the work that you and your team are doing, and the effort and the mission. And so I'm just going to go through a few of our Paula, thank you so much, and we really do appreciate you. Also, Michelle Perry is a gold sponsor, and she's out of Texas. She lives by Dallas, Texas, and she has been on our show, and she had us on her show twice. And it's something, if you don't mess up bad enough on somebody's show once, they let you come back again. Such a kind lady, a spiritual lady, believes in the power of prayer. And she actually conducts Bible studies on online, that app. What's that app called? Clubhouse. She does Bible studies online on Clubhouse, and she really, really loves the Lord, but she also loves her mission. And Michelle Perry, she's the founder. She's one of our gold sponsors. She's the founder of the Successful Diligence organization. It's an LLC. And Michelle Perry is also the host of the Successful Diligence podcast. And she's got an amazing show. I think she's upwards of 400 episodes and over 20,000 downloads. That's epic right there. And she just continues to put out content, helping people and doing great things. And so Michelle Perry is also an author. And I'm working on getting my book done, y'all. Greg inspired me. Michelle inspired me. I mean, all these folks around me have all these books, and I have all this stuff in my head, but nowhere on paper. So I really have, the process is started, y'all. So I've got all the tools and actually making chronology of the book. But Michelle's book is called The Pebble in My Shoe. And you can connect with Michelle. She's one of our gold sponsors. We thank her. For, you know, listen, some people say, well, what's the levels? It's $1, $5, and $15. A gold sponsor is $5. And, you know, whether it's $1, $5, or $15, the reality is that someone is parting from their hard-earned money to help us in our endeavor to reach one life one day at a time. We are very, very thankful for her. The title of the book that's coming out that I'm writing is Who Ate My Brownie. That's right. No matter the adversity, you still can make it. But Michelle's book is entitled The Pebble in My Shoe. And you can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her best-selling book at successfuldiligence.com. We want to give out our gold sponsors that they pay for that. That, you know, when you become a gold sponsor or a platinum sponsor, you receive a commercial on our show every time we do the show. The show is on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 8:30 p.m., a prime time. It's downloaded in 10 different countries and coast to coast in America. And it hasn't always started like it wasn't. It didn't start like that, but we're very, very blessed. And so we want to, because of those people like Michelle that are departing from their money to help us push forward in our mission, we want to always magnify and give them their shout out, give them their commercial. Also, Adrienne Barker, she's going to be on our show the early part of April. She had me on her show, and she is just so full of grace and kindness. And she, the way her show operates is just like you really feel like you can just pour your soul out to this lady, because she doesn't have a real rigid format, a little less rigid than mine. But she has a unique way of putting her guest at ease just to be able to talk. And it is really like the audience is just eavesdropping on two good friends talking. We're so blessed to have met Adrienne. And she's the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast. And that's where we were. And I'd love for you to connect with her. She's a life coach. She's also a CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. And she makes all different types of magnets, and all she does a whole bunch of stuff in to include a fantastic podcast. And so please connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. We're very thankful for people. I don't count it, Greg, you know, the idea that someone would see value in what we're trying to do, whether it's 50 cents a month and they contribute to this mission, man, it's very humbling, and we very much appreciate it. And we're taking those funds and putting them right back into the operation. We're also building up some other some other infrastructure that we can be more of a blessing to our sponsors. So be looking for that in the coming future. Our platinum sponsors, and we're very blessed. The platinum level sponsorship is $15 a month. Very, very blessed, because the $15 a month sponsorship, what it does is, I just reached out to a superintendent the other day and I said, hey, listen, I know times is awkward and they're strange, but we've got this amazing training that we want to come. We want to give it to your students absolutely free. And that superintendent was like, wow, you know, and that, you know, we want to be able to bless others. We were blessed to be a blessing. So our platinum sponsors, they get a commercial, but they also help us take our mission of reaching 1 million students to make it a reality. They help us take that on the road, whether that's on the road virtually or in person. And our gear training is designed to help students, in particular at-risk students who are stuck. And we've got a four-step process that when the training's done, they're moving. They're going. That's why when I used to teach piano long, long time ago, I would have it after the first lesson, they could play something. Because I wanted them to feel forward motion. And so that's what the gear training is. Greg Smith is at the top of our platinum sponsors. You guys know Greg because you always hear me either fussing at him on the show or cracking up with him and just having a ball. Greg has traveled with me thousands and thousands of miles when we could be in public and face-to-face with folks. And many times giving up his day job. I remember one stretch of time he just took leave the demand was so great. He just took leave off from work and we just grinded it out. 37 events in 1 week. That was what he and I did. And Greg is a platinum sponsor, but he's actually, like I said the other night, like a ruby or diamond or onyx or sapphire. I don't know what. We got to come up with some other metals for him or rocks or something. But Greg is he's an author. So proud of Greg and his completion of his book. I was privileged and blessed to write the foreword in it. I hope that's helping. Greg gets fired also at the same time. I'm hoping that the foreword in the book didn't decrease the sales, but he has a book entitled 100 Simple Ways how to manage a property and evidence room. Okay, 100 simple ways how to manage a property and evidence room. See, it's good tonight because we had a little space. I don't have to do these commercials so fast. I don't have to be like, I could actually take my time and honor these people's sacrifice and commitment to us and our show. And Greg, you can get a copy of his book by reaching out to Greg on social media. He's become a bit of a social media mogul now. I remember when I first had to get Greg out of the 19th century and get him to get rid of that flip phone. And now Greg's man, he gets more likes and responses than I do. And I'm just like, but that's because Greg is a very unassuming, probably one of the most genuine people you'll meet. And you can contact him at SmithG1963@yahoo.com. Greg is a humanitarian at heart. Oftentimes you'll see Greg out distributing food in his local community, and he logs thousands of volunteer hours per year and expects nothing in return. Now, that flip phone, we had a little strategy with the flip phone, y'all, because when you're a speaker and you go to events and you're the keynote speaker, oftentimes there's always these people in the crowd that want to monopolize all your time. You know, after the speech is done, they're like, yes, run. And I'm just like, you know, and you want to be able to get to the other people in the audience, especially those that you see that were like crying in your speech, or, you know, they were on the edge of their seat or very engaged. You want to reach out to them and connect with them and thank them. Well, you know, people have you tied up. So Greg, we used to have this thing. He had that flip phone. He'd just come over and stand kind of like next to me and flip that thing up and be like, oh, hey, yeah, Mr. King. And he'd give me the phone with nobody be on it. But it would get me out of that conversation, man. And so I think we probably need to bring the flip phone back. So tonight is just a night of thanks. And we're going to get out of your hair. But we most times do our commercial and recognition of our sponsors at 9 o'clock, the top of the hour of the show. But since we had a little bit of space tonight, we just wanted to devote a few moments to our sponsors and those that have supported our show. And you know, support is not just in dollars. Sometimes support is in sharing. Sometimes support is in putting a hand clap. And Michelle Boudreaux, they're in Texas. I'll be in Texas in October, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be speaking to about 500,000 people. And I'm just, I wish I could say that, but I will be in Texas, but not in your area, Michelle. But you know where I'll be. I'll be at Pearland, where brother with First Church. But anyway, Michelle has been so gracious and kind to our show, sharing it in her groups that she's in, and she's a chaplain. And I just got to quit procrastinating and send her a link to have her on the show. She also works in essential oils, and she's just a fantastic lady. And so we really appreciate. Yeah, I love Pearland, Randy. I mean, I absolutely love it. Right outside of Houston. I remember when we landed in Houston, and my wife usually does the driving because she just doesn't like mine. And she when we got to Houston, brother, it was nighttime, and she said, "Oh, I can't do this." It was like white knuckle, 19 lanes. I said, "Baby, give me that thing. Let me get some," because I was on medication for so long because of my back surgeries that I couldn't drive. And so I took the wheel in Houston, man. I was like Dale Earnhardt Jr., baby, you know. And so Greg says, Danny Thomas has a quote. It says, "Those that support the good are the same as those that do the good." That's 100% right, Greg. And so I thank you. I thank folks like Michelle. Thank folks like Randy that, you know, even just a passing word, just a passing, hey, thank you, or a passing thumbs up. What that means to us who put this show together every night, every other night, is that people care about the content. And we're very particular about that. Greg knows that I'm pretty particular about the content that we want coming to you. We want people that are impacting lives, obviously, and you don't have to be Oprah to be on our show, but we do need you to be impacting something. So, anyway, am I saying your last name right, Michelle? I hopefully I could get to meet your son, Clifton. We'd love to meet them. But yeah, we'll be there in October. Also, our next platinum sponsor is Mr. Mike Black. Just telling our folks thank you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Black, as you've seen, we're grooming him to really take over the show so I can go on some vacations. But he's been a friend of mine for over 20 plus years. And he's, you know, there's no obligation for people who help us on the show to become a sponsor. You know, I don't ask our staff to make, we don't make them become sponsors, but it's, you know, if they want to, they can. And we really appreciate Mike, you know, supporting the mission of what we're trying to do. Mike is from New Bern, North Carolina. He helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life, a God-imagined life. He's a compassionate leader in his church, and he's a devoted husband and father to his daughter, who just recently graduated from Army boot camp. He is a world-class man, and behind the scenes, outside of Greg, I'm probably the hardest on Mike, but it's all fun, and we laugh because sometimes he'll call me at outrageous hours, and I'm just like, what do you want? And he'll be laughing on the other end, and I'm laughing. But, you know, you surround yourself by people that when you leave their presence, you're better because you were in their presence. And that's the way it is with Mr. Mike Black. He's going to be hosting some shows by himself soon, some guest hosting opportunities, because we just believe in keeping this thing live, man. I wanted to get away from it. You know, I was thinking maybe the summer I could go to pre-recorded shows. And I just can't break away from the energy, the synergy, the power of the live environment. It's the same way when I speak professionally live. I don't hand them a tape or a CD and say, pop this in and inspire them, folks. It don't cut it. Or play this video of me. It just is not the same as someone jumping off the stage with their veins popping out of their neck. And that's usually what happens in my live event. So, I'm close. She said, Michelle says, I'm close to pronouncing her last name correctly. I say Boudreaux. Boudreaux. I don't know. I'm from Cleveland, transplanted to Eastern Carolina, so I just don't know. And then our most newest platinum sponsor is, many of you know him. He was just on our show a few weeks ago, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr., the executive director of the PRF Institute. And one thing that I could say about Dr. Dunlap is he's very particular about his platform too. And early on last year, when COVID struck, Dr. Dunlap entrusted me to come onto his platform and for us to discuss areas relative to leadership. And I was so honored that he took time and a risk, because oftentimes I tell people when they hire us to speak, hey, look, I'm just telling you, I can do good on the intro, but then after that, it gets a little crazy. So I apologize in advance. But Dr. Dunlap has become a very, very close friend. We are content creators together. He is the author of What's Next, Preparing for Eternity. And he's also the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, An Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. And one of the things that I appreciate about Dr. Dunlap is he's trying to speak to a generation that is yet to be created. That talks about in Psalms that there's going to be a people yet to be created that will praise the Lord. This shall be written for the generation to come, that a people which have not been created yet will praise the Lord. And so Dr. Dunlap is saying, man, it's about legacy. It's about legacy. It's about legacy. It's about, you know, don't just consume everything on the lust of your own flesh and just eat it all up right now. Think about your positioning and where you are in life. And he talks about breaking the poverty curse. And he has a 501c3 that he formed, and it's a nonprofit organization called PRF. The PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier steward-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Dr. Dunlap wants to help change the course of 200,000 people. That's his mission. That's what he wants to do. And at PRF, they offer a transformative teaching model that incorporates the theory and practice of conflict transformation to help communities better understand the interconnected relationship between financial, spiritual, and physical needs. Financial, spiritual, and physical needs. There's a relationship between all of them. And when I had Dr. Dunlap on the show the other day, I said, you know what, Dr. Dunlap, at one point or another, even if you're on Skid Row, you will come in contact with one of these elements in your life that's a part of your institute. Possessions, resources, and finances. PRF, that's what his institute is. You can find him at prfinstitute.org. But at one point in your life, somewhere along the line, you will have an intersection with possessions. Some of us got too much. I know in my wife's craft room, there's quite a few possessions in there. Resources, in other words, man, you need help moving that washing machine. I got a truck. That's a resource. I got a dolly. That's a resource. I got a back. That's a resource. Possessions, resources, and finances. And Dr. Dunlap is saying this cadre of those three, man, we want to help you manage all three of them and thrive in them, not just barely survive. And so we're very, very blessed. You can find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. And of course, the company that Greg and I founded years ago, we about to be an ancient company soon. The CL King Group Incorporated is a platinum sponsor. So again, I wanted to do a short show to thank our sponsors, to thank our supporters. I know that it does not seem like it. Samson, really? He's fussing because she left him downstairs in his cage. Daddy's got to go help him. I know it does not seem like we're seeing, you know, sometimes people can look on our Facebook lives and they can say, well, you know, we didn't see, but, you know, maybe, 200 views or something like that. And, you know, we might look on YouTube and I said, but you guys got to understand that this program is blessed to be on 11 different platforms. Cujo's barking. Yeah, I know. I can't help him. I got the door open too. And if I got up, I'd be embarrassed and laughed off the radio. So sometimes I do this show in the lower half of me is more comfortable. Can I just put it that way? So, you know, we're very, very blessed for our show to be downloaded. See, downloads are intentional. See, viewers that view on Facebook, they can just be scrolling and they see you. And then, you know, that may be a view, but that don't mean they watch the whole show. But a download in the podcast world, ladies and gentlemen, if a person downloads a podcast, I think the listening to the completion is about 85%. 85% of people that download a podcast listen to the entire thing. Y'all know that? So we've got downloads in America, Canada, Australia. This is weekly downloads, not just one time and that's it. We get weekly numbers and metrics that come to our office. Canada, Australia, Brazil, Germany, United Kingdom, Ireland, Iran, Kenya, and the Netherlands. Okay. So when we say it is truly coast to coast and around the world, we're not exaggerating. You know how sometimes you can have one person get one little blip on a radar somewhere over in Hungary, and they say, we're global. Well, people intentionally listen to our show in those countries. And then when we look at what we see throughout the country, all up in the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, California, Montana, Colorado, just looking there. Kansas, Texas. Oh, my, love Texas. God bless Texas. Oklahoma, Louisiana, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin. I'm just telling you the places that download our show intentionally every week. Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New York. That ain't just people, ladies and gentlemen, just viewing. So we look at the whole body of the metrics. And when we tell our sponsors that when we're promoting who you are and what you do, it's heard in all of those states and in all of those countries. And we thank God most of all tonight for this mission that started with two men at a Golden Corral. That mission was, hey, we want to impact some lives. We don't necessarily know how we do it, how to do it. If, you know, what's the science behind it? We don't know all the algorithms. I don't even know nothing about no algorithms. I just put stuff out. And if people don't watch it, that's all right. I just keep on putting it because I know what I'm called to do. I'm not called to only put out content if it goes viral. I'm not called to only do that if everybody got something to say about it. I'm called to put out content because that's what God called me to do. The proof is in the pudding. Greg and I would go to a school. There'd be 1,000 kids there. We'd shake every last kid in the entire school's hand. Every last one of them. And Greg used to get so mad because the show would start. The event would start late. Kids backed up into the aisle. We would shake every last kid's hand. Conversely, if it's an event with two kids, we're going to treat them like it's hype as the 1,000. If it's 1,000 kids there, remember when we was at Rochelle Middle, Greg? 1,000 middle schoolers, man. They screamed so loud that it literally hurt my ears, and I love it loud. That school was absolutely bonkers. I loved it. One of the hypest schools I ever spoke at. But at the same time, because Greg and I, we've spoken for a lot of chicken dinners. If you say, man, we got a need here and we can get to you, even on our dime, we go. Whether it's two kids or 2,000. And so that's kind of like the scope and breadth of this whole model of impacting life 24/7. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to all of our friends. Thank you to our team. We've got Greg, we've got Mike, we've got Danny, we've got Katrina, and we've got CL King. That makes up and what we do is not just what you see here. Man, the preparation to put on a show, you've got to pre-interview the person. You've got to make sure, you got to learn what they bring to the table. I got to learn all these websites and check out, verify all their stuff is good and articulated in a way that's digestible to you. And then Greg handles our live audience on Facebook, putting out all the information so that people can contact them. And it's all analytic driven sometimes, because it's like, okay, did we do it right across all platforms? Yeah, it's a lot. And we're up for the task. 1 million students will hear this message that no matter the adversity, you still can make it. And we believe after 1 million students, God will direct us how far to go. 1 million and beyond, y'all. All right, so that's it. That's it for tonight. Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you so much, Katrina. And to all of our sponsors, we salute you and we say thank you for going on this journey with us. Even the music that you're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, is created by my homeboy, Wally. Wally will not get on no camera, but the man is one of the most, he's like a Danny, one of the smartest people you'll ever meet, can play 50,000 instruments. And I told him, I want this kind of feel for an intro. And all the music that you hear playing, he's playing it. He recorded it in his high definition studios. That's where Chris made his army videos at, in Wally's studio. And so Wally's an amazing friend. He always gives me updates on the show. He gives me post-production insights. He tells me if he sees people trying to hack our YouTube accounts. Because there's crazy people out there. You think when you start putting out content, it's going to be smooth sailing. There's crazies out there. He lets me know if the sound quality is not good, what tweaks we need to make. So that's it. I'm going to be done for today. We've got two pre-interviews on Saturday. Those are the interviews that we do with people to set them up for future shows. But ladies and gentlemen, it has to be automated because we've got so many people that want to be a part of this show. I probably have 30 people in the queue that we just can't get to because it's too far out. Right now, our show is booked up until, where are we at? Sometime in June. I think it's booked up until June. And that's a blessing. Yeah, it's actually, we have guests leading into November because we can't help ourselves. We're glutton for punishment. But yeah, we have people on the calendar all through May, June, July, August, September. I think our last booking was November 4th. So that's what I'm telling you. Our sponsors are really helping us move this thing forward. The quality guests that you're seeing, people like Skip, I would do wrong if I tried to list them all, but people want to be on this show now because we're producing a high quality show with one purpose: to impact one life one day at a time. Greg, we'll talk this weekend, brother. See you on Saturday. See you, Mike, on Saturday if you're available. For all the rest of you, we'll see you back here Monday night at 8:30. If you'd like to become a sponsor, it's very simple. Just go to clkingspeaker.com. Scroll to the bottom. We make it so easy for you. Conveniently debit it out of your account monthly. All right. God bless you. Love you. Appreciate you. Have a great night.